Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to my podcast. My name is Sharon Harris, as you all know, and my brand is called Elevate Higher. And my brand, what I do, I help women in leadership develop their character so that they can be explosive and impactful leaders. Tonight, we're going to talk about something that I found in a book that I was reading a few months back. And as I was sitting down meditating, praying, and asking God what to talk about, He brought to my mind about this quote that I read from a book. This book was about the richest man that ever lived, and it was by Dr. Mike Murdoch. And he is one of my most favorite authors because his books on character development and leadership are thebomb.com. So tonight we're going to talk really quickly about one thing. What we're going to talk about is something that he discussed in his book. He talked about how there's four kind of people that fail in life. When I read that particular paragraph, I began to think about it. I was like, I don't want to just say that it's for four different kind of people, which it can be people, but because I'm really wanting to target women because that's who I can best relate to, I want to say tonight that the new title of tonight's podcast is The Four Different Kind of Leading Women Who Fail in Business and in Ministry. I add on in ministry because I am also a minister, and I'm sure there's some people on here that's probably listening that they're in ministry and they're in business. So I definitely want to make sure I reach them too as well. So ladies, let's talk tonight. The first kind of type of person he says that fails in life, he said it's the undecided type of person. When we talk about the undecided type of person, this is the person that struggles with making decisions. So lady leaders, hear me when I say this. You have to learn to be a person that's decisive. Being undecided or indecisive will cause you to fail in life. The reason why is because you're going to be fearful of taking responsibility. You're going to be fearful that your idea doesn't work. The second thing is that you're going to struggle because you're going to have so many choices, which means you're going to have so many ideas. And because if you're undecisive or indecisive, you will not know which idea to implement. Another thing is that you're going to begin to take on a mindset of being a perfectionist. Now, this is something I can talk to you about. I spent the majority of my career in the Air Force trying to be perfect. A perfectionist always struggles because they never feel that what they have is good enough. A perfectionist does not know how to do his or her best, let it go, and move on to the next project, which therefore makes them always appear to be indecisive. The next thing is being a people pleaser. That too can cause you to be indecisive. It can cause that, or undecisive. It causes that because you want that particular person or everybody permission before you launch out and do anything. This means no matter what your business plan is, you can have an amazing multi-million dollar idea. But if the wrong person does not give you that approval and they don't like it, and if you're an undecisive person, or a people pleaser, you will not launch. You will not put that idea out there. You will not start that business. You will not start that brand. You will not start writing that book because you're waiting for the right people to give you approval. Can I tell you something? If you're an indecisive person, no amount of approval will get you moving. If you're an indecisive person and you teeter-totter all the time, it doesn't matter who gives you their approval. You may still not launch. You have to get to the point that no matter who likes what you do, you're going to go forward and do it anyway. And the last thing is analysis paralysis issue. And this is what I'm talking about. Many of us are very analytical. You can be so analytical that you can have that great idea, that great business idea, that great recipe, things that people will really love. But because you suffer from analysis paralysis, you're going to think it, and then dissect it, and then dissect it again, and then dissect it again, then overly think again. I was that kind of person. I had so many ideas that I got none of them done like I could have. But you know what, ladies? Tonight is the night that I stopped that. Which means that I'm going to give things my best, and I'm going to launch, and I'm going to do it. So ladies, join me in that journey.